thunder rumbling overhead. Bad King George couldn't sleep in his bed, and on that stormy morn, oh, Uncle Sam was born.
Some birthday!
Old Sam put on a three-cornered hat, and in a Richmond church he sat. But Patrick Henry told him that while America drew breath, it was liberty or death.
What kind of hat is a three-cornered hat?
They all believe in liberty in those days.
Nobody who was anybody believed it. Everybody who was anybody, they doubted it. Nobody had faith. Nobody. Nobody but Washington, Tom Paine, Benjamin Franklin, Chime Song, Christmas Addicts, Lafayette. Nobody's.
Nobody's ran a tea party in Boston. Betsy Ross organized a sewing circle.
Laura Vere had a horse race.
And a little ragged group beneath them, and some gentlemen and ladies believed them, and some wise men and some fools, and I believed it too, and you know who I am.
No, who are you, mister?
Yeah, how come all this?
Well, I'll tell you. It's like this.
No, let us tell you. Mr. Tom Jefferson, a mighty fine man, he wrote it down in a mighty fine plan, and the rest all signed it with a mighty fine hand, as they crossed their T's and dotted their I's. Oh, brand new country did arise. Oh.
That's the idea.
Adopted unanimously in Congress July 4th, 1776.
We hold those truths to be self-evident,
that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, and among these rights are life.
Yes, sir.
Liberty.
That's right.
And the pursuit of happiness.
Is that what they said?
The very words. Anybody believed it. Everybody who was anybody, they stayed home. But Lewis and Clark and the pioneers, driven by hunger, haunted by fears, the Klondike miners and 49ers, some wanted freedom and some wanted riches, some liked to loan. Like this, I started to tell you, I represent the whole. That's it.
Let my people go.
That's the idea.
Slavery, and we hear highly resolved that these dead shall not have died in vain. And government of the people, by the people, and for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
Abraham Lincoln said that on November 19th, 1863, in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
And he was right. I believe that, too.
Say, we still don't know who you are, mister.
Well, I started to tell you. Everybody believed it. Everybody who was anybody, they doubted it. And they are doubting still, and I guess they always will. But who cares what they say when I am on my way?
Say, will you please tell us who you are?
What's your name, buddy?
Where are you going?
Who are you?
Well, I'm the everybody who's nobody. I'm the nobody who's everybody.
What's your racket?
What do you do for a living?
Well, I'm an engineer, musician, street cleaner, carpenter, teacher.
How about a farmer?
Also,
office clerk?
Yes, sir.
Mechanic?
That's right.
Housewife?
Certainly.
Factory worker?
You said it.
Stenographer?
Yes, sir.
Beauty specialist?
Absolutely.
Bartender?
Positive.
Truck driver?
Definitely.
Miner, seamstress, ditch digger.
All of them I am. The etceteras and the and so forths that do the work.
Now hold on here, mister. What are you trying to give us?
Are you an American?
Am I an American? I'm just an Irish, Negro, Jewish, Italian, French, English, Spanish, Russian, Chinese, Polish, Scotch, Ireland, Black, Swedish, Finnish, Canadian, Greek, and Turk, and Czech, and Belgian, American. And that ain't all. I was baptized Baptist, Methodist, Congregationalist, Lutheran, Atheist, Roman Catholic, Orthodox, Jewish, Presbyterian, Assembly, Adventist, Mormon, Quaker, Christian, Zionist, and lots more.